Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Yes. Are you there?
Am I on the air?
You are. Who is this?
Were you looking to be on the air?
Yeah, I was, but nobody said, hello, you're on the air.
Hello, you're on the air. Who is this?
Oh, my name is Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Wow, I have a brother named Larry.
Is that what a life is
doesn't?
So funny like that?
I have a question for
you. Yes, we're listening, Larry.
Yeah, why are you guys allowed to say bullshit, but they couldn't say bullshit on the Don and Mike Show?
Whoopee! Whoa. Don't drink soda before you call the show.
Hello, you're in the air.
Joe?
Yes?
These were your friends calling.
No, they're not.
Hello, you're in the air.
Whoopee!
He's very happy about that.
The Don and Mike Show.
This is a funny place. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, back going to play a little bit of Jeopardy now. Why? You got to look at me in that serious tone of voice.
I just want to say one thing.
All right, hold on. Let me turn the music up. All right, what?
I forgot to say it during the first segment.
What did you forget to say?
I'll see all of you in hell. Edgar Styles is out of the bathroom, and it's not pretty. Jack Bauer, let's play low-budget Jeopardy. It looks like a Salvador Dali painting with only one color. This is Low Budget Jeopardy. I'm Kiefer Sutherland. You know me as Jack Bauer, previously on 24. Now entering the studio is a student and a projectionist from Annapolis, Maryland.
Anthony.
Let's say hi to Kyle Leonard.
Is this the projectionist?
Yes. Hello, LQ. Hello, Jack.
Boy, I bet you get lots of stink.
Oh, yeah.
Just remember, at any time, things could go horribly, horribly wrong, Kyle.
There's a reason those floors are so sticky, Kyle.
And now entering the studio is, as Joe put it, telecommunications. From Fairfax, Virginia, let's say hi to Rob Chiappardi.
Hello, Rob.
Hey, hello, LQ. Hello.
And now entering the studio is the host of Low Budget Jeopardy. This is important. Write these instructions down.
Right.
Rob and Kyle, don't screw with LQ, and please welcome Alex Trebek-Geronimo.
Guys, and here are your categories. Your categories are...
The following takes place between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m.
Stop that.
The following takes place between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. And who is on the oxygen tent on the phone?
That would probably be me, Kyle.
Kyle, are you in the projectionist booth right now?
I am.
Are you about to show a feature motion picture?
We're about to show Brokeback Mountain.
Brokeback Mountain. I wish I could quit you.
I wish.
Your categories, guys. Your categories are this week on the Don and Mike Show.
This week inside of Kyle's submarine.
Speaking of box office champs.
Ah. Box office champs.
You don't know Jack. And who sings that 80s rock?
I like these categories.
Okay, so we've got this week on Don and Mike, box office champs, you don't know Jack, who sings that 80s rock, let's go with the guy in the voyage beneath the sea.
Uh-huh. 2,000 leagues, 20,000 leagues
That's
under the
it.
Sea.
Thank you, Mike. Kyle.
Yes.
Kyle.
Let's start with box office champs for one, please.
Here you go. Yeah, we go right to your wheelhouse. Lame sequel with Steve Martin.
What is cheaper by the dozen, too?
Right.
$1, you're off and running, Kyle. You must answer the questions clearly and understandably. Remember, there's not much time.
Go again, Kyle.
Let's go for box office champs for two, please.
Produced by Quentin Tarantino.
What is Hostel?
Scared Kids.
$2 for you, Kyle. Select again, please.
Let's close out the category for three.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
I wish. What is Brokeback Mountain?
Oh,
that's close.
That's his category. What a money category it was for Kyle. All questions answered correctly. $3 for you. Select another one.
This week for one.
This week on the Don and Mike Show. We called her at the mighty WSJS.
What? Who is Beth Ann McBride?
Right.
$1 for you, Kyle. You're blazing quite a trail through the game.
This week for two.
Chloe McBride.
I didn't hear it.
Never mind. With some CB interference.
Uh-huh. Call Chloe and tell her to get the corduroys.
This week on Dynamite for Two. Oops! He's back in coke rehab again.
No idea.
Rob, it's your chance to steal.
Don't know.
Guys,
please pay attention. Read your newspapers.
Blackberry. It's my Blackberry. Marion Barry.
And Kyle, you're in control. Select again.
This week for three.
Oh, you'll never get this. This is when we did How About That. 50 years ago, they buried one of these in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
What is some sort of car?
You know what? Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'll give that to you.
$3 for Kyle. He has a commanding 10-0 lead over Rob.
What kind of car was it, Rob? Was it a 57?
It was a 1957 Chrysler.
Belvedere.
It was a Plymouth Belvedere.
I'm sorry, I made a terrible mistake. People will die. I only have one thing to say.
What's that?
I'll see you in hell.
Okay, is it Rob in charge here?
Kyle is still in control.
Kyle. Kyle.
Let's go to You Don't Know Jack for one.
You Don't Know Jack. All right. Probably because you're here, Jack Bauer.
Mm.
Carved out Halloween vegetable.
What is a jack-o'-lantern?
$1 for you, Kyle. That was a funny question. Select again.
You Don't Know Jack for two.
He fights the bad monkey.
Who is Jack Diamond?
It could be argued, but no.
Rob, your chance to steal.
I don't know.
Rob doesn't know.
No, it would be Jack Black.
Jack Black.
The bad monkey.
Right. Horrible, bad CGI monkey movie that I should have starred in.
Bad monkey.
Kyle, select again.
You Don't Know Jack for three.
He was the 35th president of your United States.
No idea.
Wow. Rob, your chance to steal.
Who is Jack Kennedy?
$3 for you, Rob.
Close one.
Congratulations.
Close one. And, Kyle, I predict you're going to be in that room for a long time, son.
Rob, you are in control, and you will be going to Final Low Budget Jeopardy. Select again, please.
80s for one, please.
All right. Who sings that 80s rock? Here you go. Song is Here Comes the Rain Again.
Kyle, your chance to steal.
No idea.
Eurythmics.
Eurythmics. Annie Lennox.
Right.
She looks like me. All right, Rob, you're in control.
80s rock for two?
She-bop. She-bop.
Kyle, your chance to steal again as Rob has remained silent.
It was Pat Goss.
That is the correct answer.
Cyndi Lauper. It's our friend Cyndi Lauper.
Rob, again, please.
80s for three?
Last chance for this guy, Rob, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Putting on the Ritz.
Who is Peter Boyle?
Oh, you know, in one form, yes, but no.
Okay. Kyle, your chance to steal.
No idea.
It doesn't matter. The guy had it from Young Frankenstein. No, of course, we were looking for Taco.
Taco. And that's the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy, Mr. President.
Now, this guy, Kyle.
Yes?
The projectionist, he's the only one with money, right?
No, we have $3 for Rob. He was able to get one question correctly.
Well, my apologies, and you both will go to Final Low Budget Jeopardy. Yeah, let's hear it. And here's your category, guys. We physically force you both to bet it all. Good luck. The category is Queens and Their Opinions.
Hmm.
Queens and Their Opinions. And here is the answer. This queen... Uh-huh. Mr. Blackwell said that this pop singer is the worst-dressed woman of 2005. Again, your category is Queens and Their Opinions, and here's the answer. Oops! This queen, Mr. Blackwell, said this pop singer is the worst-dressed woman of 2005. We need your answer in the form of a question, and good luck!
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive a lock of my hair. Well, actually, it's just a clump. It's fallen out. Yes, as many of you may have noticed, in the previous four seasons of 24, I'm losing all of my hair. When I was in Flatliners, I had a lovely shock of beautiful blonde hair. But over time, it has begun to fall out regularly. And now every day I wash it, comb it, shake the comb into an envelope, and mail it to my fans. Bad for me, but good for you. And I'll see you in hell.
It's game time now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Okay, here we go.
It's time for Don and Mike to play Low Budget Jeopardy.
And Jack, who do we want to go to first here?
Rob Chia Party.
Rob. Rob, Queens and their opinions on Mr. Blackwell said that this pop singer is the worst-dressed woman of 2005.
Who is Cyndi Lauper?
No, that knocks you down to zero. You've blown it.
And here we go now. Oh, you know what? I just hung up on him. Like it matters. No. Get him back on the line, please.
Did you hang up on Rob Low Budget Chiappardi?
Not me, too, but yes, I did. Kyle. Kyle's still on the line. Kyle?
Yes.
If you've got the right answer, you're the big wiener, Kyle.
I said, who is Mariah Carey?
Mariah Carey. Oh, fellas.
You haven't paid enough attention.
Ixnay.
You've blown it for the entire universe.
Nah, it's fat old Britney Spears. Right.
And that's the end of the entire game, and no one's going to get paid.
No, that means Alan Linewand is happy somewhere because we're not giving away any money.
Congratulations.
Michael Hughes is having some warm wine somewhere. And that means that, Kyle and the other guy whose name is already escaping.
Kyle and Rob. Rob Low Budget Chiappardi.
Listen, don't get mad. Don't go way mad. Oh, I found it. Here he is. Here is Rob. Hey, Rob.
Yes.
Hi. Sorry about that. You're a big fat loser. Don't go away mad. Just go away. Here is Jack Bauer to tell you what you've won. I already gave you the prize.
You already gave me the prize.
For both of those guys.
I'd like to congratulate both of you guys. Thank you so much for playing Low Budget Jeopardy. You have won a Hooters VIP wing party. Get a Hooters game day fun pack to go tailgating or for your own football party.
Hooter. Awesome.
Hooter. Hooter is your football headquarters.
Well, I guess did someone leave the S off for savings?
For
savings.
For savings.
I love Hooters. And when you go to Hooters, if you eat the right amount of wings,
yes,
all the chickens will die.
Thank you, Agent Bauer.
Chickens will die.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll see those chickens in hell.
Yeah. All right, thank you, Rob. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, guys.
Hold on a second. Too bad. Well, they didn't win money, but we don't play the game for money anyway. We just play it for fun.
I love you guys.
That's right.
Really?
I love all of you.
We're fond of you, Jack.
Each and every one of you. No matter what happens, I'm going to have to go away for a long time now.
Oh, no.
Remember, I love all of you. And I'll see you in hell.
Morning, buzz a little, buzz a little.
Let's go to the news cubicle now. We budgeted the time, right? Buzz is going to get like a nice long 15-minute segment tonight. What's up with this Oriental chick? Have you noticed that, Jack?
Yes, I have.
That we changed.
I love you all more than my wife with amnesia.
Oh, ho.
We changed the buzz music.
La, 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 la.
Oh, ho,
oh, ho,
ah,
oh, ho, la, 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 la,
it's just an educated guess.
Yeah.
But that music is silly.
In a world where
silly
show. Radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way
super
to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
What are your lead stories tonight on News and Comments?
Tonight, a Russian official says Condoleezza needs to get Condolaid. Walmart's happy face isn't smiling today.
How do you get past that mouth?
I don't know. That's okay. It's really not our problem.
Okay.
Stop attacking the president!
Seems to me to be like having sex with David Letterman.
And the Vatican says Judas, not such a bad guy.
Those are all the stories that Buzz will be covering when we come back.
Right.
Judas, not a bad guy.
That's what they're saying.
I have a message for him.
Yeah.
I will see him in hell.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Kiefer, that was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.